Maddie climbed the carpeted staircase with its fancy curved balustrade to her bedroom. It was a lovely room with a four-poster bed and a large walk-in closet. Double glass doors opened onto a small balcony overlooking well-maintained grassy areas and garden beds, kept in immaculate condition by the housekeeper's husband, Earl. A fireplace with a fancy mantle took up half of one wall. A fire burned brightly in the hearth to ward off the October chill. She especially loved the summertime when she could sit outside on her balcony reading a book or just contemplating life. Had the weather been warmer, she would have gone through the letters out there. Going by the size of the bundle in her hand, there must be at least a few dozen letters. "I'll answer each one," she thought. Then, after she received replies, Matrice could decide what to do next. Thanks to her mother's careful vetting of any charity groups and adamant refusal to allow Maddie to seek employment, she had plenty of time on her hands. So there was no problem in writing to all the young soldiers. And Matrice was determined to do something for the war effort, with or without her mother's approval. Many patriotic groups were being set up, and regardless of what her mother said, she would try to join one or two of them. Mava and Ruby mentioned providing comfort items for the soldiers, as well as writing to them. Lily had been keen on the idea, too. Matrice didn't spend much time with the other girls and rarely invited them to the house because of her mother's unwelcoming attitude. It was too humiliating. Her mother had an irrational dislike of Mava, and she disapproved of Lily because she worked in a dress shop and was their maid's daughter. Sitting near the open fire, Maddie unwrapped the green ribbon. Like the other girls, she would pin a portion of the ribbon to her coat as a show of support. She would keep the rest of the ribbon to share with one or two soldiers. If she were lucky enough to find someone special, Matrice would send them a piece to wear as a good luck charm, a reminder that they were in someone's thoughts. How could her mother consider it unbecoming, writing to lonely young soldiers, many away from home for the first time in their lives, was a compassionate endeavor. The homesick young men were training to fight thousands of miles across the sea, a battle that could cost them their lives. Patting the stack of unanswered correspondence she received from Mava, Maddie opened the first letter with trembling hands. "Dear Miss Stewart, I would like to thank you for the cookies. It was a lovely gesture on your part. I have five sisters and a wide circle of friends who write regularly, so I don't need another pen pal, but I do appreciate the thought. Yours sincerely, Private Arthur Naismith, 3rd Wisconsin Infantry Regiment." Matrice put the letter to one side and opened the next one. "Dear Miss Stewart, thank you for the cookies. They were delicious. It would be good to have a pen pal. I don't receive many letters at mail call, and it is rather depressing when some of my buddies receive several at a time while I receive none. We are training very hard, as the Army obviously wants to ship us overseas as quickly as possible. I'm a carpenter by trade. If you could see your way clear to writing to me, I would be most grateful. Yours in expectation, Owen Phillips." He sounded sincere, and she sensed his underlying loneliness, so Maddie would happily write to him. The next letter was from a Sergeant O'Lafferty. "Dear Miss Stewart, the cookies were very tasty and I enjoyed them. I'm 40 years old and would like to correspond with you. I might as well tell you I have a few pen pals, as I enjoy corresponding with women with a view to maybe meeting up." She quickly scrunched that letter up without reading the rest of it. No way would she be writing to a 40-year-old man who suggested meeting before they had even exchanged a letter. The next letter came from Private Wesley Pellegrini. "Dear Miss Stewart, I was so delighted to receive the gift of cookies from you, and I would certainly be honored if you could spare me a few lines every now and again. I'm age 22 and live in Ellsworth, Wisconsin. I've heard of your esteemed father's work. I'm hoping to gain a transfer to the medical corps when I finish my basic training. I'm a cheesemaker by trade and am unmarried. I live with my father and grandfather, who are also cheesemakers. My sister runs the house for us. Looking forward to hearing back from you at your earliest convenience. Wesley Pellegrini."